Pendengar sekalian, penelitian internasional telah menemukan bahwa Australia telah tertinggal dalam mengembangkan kunci utama dalam bidang pendidikan dibandingkan dengan negara-negara lain yang telah melejit dengan pesat. Para pengajar mengkhawatirkan masa depan negara ini jika tidak ada perubahan dari hasilnya yang menurut Menteri Pendidikan sangat memalukan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Sebuah penelitian terhadap hasil mata pelajaran matematika dan sains dari murid-murid kelas 4 dan 8 menunjukkan bahwa tingkat urutan Australia telah merosot di bawah negara-negara yang kini melejit seperti Kazakhstan dan Slovenia. Hasil itu didapatkan dari data Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study selama 4 tahun berturut-turut. Profesor Nalini Joshi dari School of Mathematics University of Sydney mengatakan bahwa itu adalah bidang yang memerlukan perhatian besar.
I call it abysmal, actually. If you look at the scores rather than the rankings, then what's happened is that Australia's basically remained level while other countries have accelerated past us. And if you look at, you know, what we want for our future society, we want growth. We want to train people who are going to be the wonderful experts of the future to develop the technology that we need, that we can't even imagine right now, to flower for Australia. And that means we need people trained in science and mathematics. And if that's not what's going to happen, then I'm afraid Australia will do worse than staying still.
Setelah melakukan ujian selama 20 tahun, Australia berada pada urutan tengah-tengah dengan prestasi yang mandek. Profesor Joshi mengatakan itu adalah masalah multidimensional yang perlu diselidiki dari berbagai tingkatan. Demikian pula dengan pengembangan profesional bagi para pendidik akan memegang peranan yang besar.
There are issues to do with teacher training, teacher support, in terms of leadership in schools, in terms of the messages that are passing down from the top level, in terms of, for example, for prerequisites at universities.
Seperempat dari murid-murid tahun 4 dan sepertiga dari murid-murid tahun 8 gagal mencapai standar minimum tingkat menengah internasional untuk matematika dan sains. Bagi beberapa siswa, tingkat keterlibatan merupakan kendala mereka.
Math is nice, but yeah, it can be more fun.
There's loads of other subjects that are fun.
Dan bagi para pengajar seperti Dr. Margaret Gosen dari kelompok Maronite College of the Holy Family menyadari hal tersebut.
It's not just so much pushing and getting tutors, it's and what kind of tutors also is a big issue. It's allowing the kids to enjoy the subject, to delve into it, to ask the questions, to show critical thinking. And until they do that, no matter what we do, they're not going to show an interest. So we need to make maths, science exciting.
Ia mengatakan untuk mengatasi hal itu akan memakan biaya yang besar, namun keuntungannya dapat terlihat dengan jelas.
It's necessary. I mean, as we see Australia's plummeting in our where we are in the world, and I did go to a conference recently, and it was very clear Finland and a lot of the other countries that are doing exceptionally well in literacy and numeracy. It's because their government has placed a lot of money and funding into schools. I mean, we might say it costs a lot and it's too much money, but in the end we reap the rewards. When you've got a country which is, you know, doing extremely well in literacy and numeracy, it benefits everyone.
Menteri Pendidikan Simon Birmingham mengatakan data statistik itu merupakan peringatan bagi warga Australia.
Australia is not performing to the standard we should expect as a developed economy, as a country with high standards, providing record investments in our schools. Australia should be a world leader in terms of school education, not a world lagger. Of course, there are things that we can learn from other countries, and I want us to listen clearly to the evidence that's there